Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, take us up to the App Store. Tell us which apps we should buy.
It's baseball season, baby! Yeah! Plus, Art Rage goes crazy and MadPad done right.
All that, and we were promised Jetpack, so I brought you one on iPad Today.
Aren't you sweet?
Yeah.
iPad Today is brought to you by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With the new iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com. And by GoToMyPC. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere, right from your phone, with the GoToMyPC app for iPhone. Visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Use the offer code iPad. Churning the butter. Churning the butter.
Churn that butter. Churn
you do it so butter. Well. You are a natural dancer.
Love you for saying that.
Is that not true? Or do you do the Elaine kind of dance? Or?
A terrible no, dancer, but I'm enthusiastic.
I don't know. I think you got the moves. You got the thing, the isolation and the whole thing. I think you actually are. I've never seen you dance, of course.
That's why you think I'm such a good dancer.
You're a natural ballerina.
I've got a low center of gravity, so I'm like...
That's it.
I'm like a little...
You're kind of squatty.
Yeah. It's not...
Actually, wait a
you
minute.
You wouldn't call me an elegant...
I have seen you dance.
You have?
I have seen video of you doing Dance Dance Revolution. Or no, what is it? The Dance Central.
Dance Central.
On Connect.
Well, I'm pretty good at that.
You're actually really good at that.
I am good at
that. I was mucho impressed.
Yeah.
Because of the low center of gravity.
I think that might be part of it.
Yeah. Well, I think...
And I'm also just extremely well coordinated.
You see what I'm saying? You are a great dancer. Admit it.
When you see someone on the screen, like, I can do the mirror image of that.
Right, okay.
I don't necessarily have a lot of, you know, my own signature moves. But
that's the only fun game on Kinect, I think. I love that game.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
But that's not what we're here to celebrate today.
Certainly
we're here
not.
To celebrate the iPad.
Not only the iPad, but baseball season.
I went yesterday.
It was the home opener.
Home opener. Was MG there?
No.
Because, you know, I had Highlight. Have you seen Highlight on the iPhone?
Yes.
This is an app that tells you, you can put it on the iPad, too. It tells you when everybody you know is nearby and people you don't know. I don't really understand why it's telling me some of these people.
Idea is
friends
not,
of friends?
It will tell you when friends are nearby, but that's almost not the point because you don't need to meet them.
You know they're nearby.
It's the guy who might be the friend of MG who's
right.
nearby, and you might say, hey, we've got a friend in common.
There were hundreds of people at the ballpark, and my Highlight, this is the first time I've ever used Highlight that actually went crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of these people, but they were all nearby.
Well, it's funny that he showed up because he went down to TechCrunch and the bus.
Oh, he was
goes
nearby.
Right by.
That's why I got it.
He's close enough.
I got it.
That's actually not that helpful. It should know that.
He's not at the ballpark.
You couldn't possibly go run after him.
217 people in Foursquare. It was a swarm.
That's not even that big of a swarm.
It's not even a super swarm.
Well, because I think a lot of people aren't
it's a regular
using Foursquare.
Swarm. Yeah,
they're just baseball folks.
Yeah.
Everyone who watches this show, and at least has since the very beginning, knows that we like baseball. And it's a little unfair that
it's
every so often when baseball season starts up, we do a baseball app roundup because we don't really do that for anything else. Don't really do it for football.
We could do it for football. Next time, let's do it for football.
But then what about the hockey people? What about the NBA
like
folks?
No.
I don't like the NBA. So I think you're stuck with baseball. But it's the best one. This was the
It's the best sport.
America's pastime and everyone outside the Americas... I mean,
I'll tell you why.
Way to feel like you're part of it.
I tell you why. Because there are a baseball game, first of all, is basically interminable. It could go on for hours.
Yeah.
One. Two, there's 162 of them every year.
Yeah.
Per team.
Right.
So, and 81 of them at home. So you basically have a lot of time sitting in a stadium, and an iPad is a blessing. It's a godsend.
Especially because the game of baseball, and I know I'm going to sound, you know, snobby when I say this, but... It is very intricate. There's so much going on.
It is.
It's a game of statistics and superstition and weird little you know, body language between players and umpires, and it's fascinating. So there are a lot of apps that really help people kind of get obsessed about it.
These apps really make it more fun. Now, there's the first app you got to have. Everybody's got to have. It's iPhone or iPad. It's MLB. They do it every. They've done it for at least 3 years. This is MLB. They call it MLB.com At Bat, but really it's 2012 MLB.
Yeah, they have one every season.
And right now Baltimore is in Toronto. Actually, this is the Red Sox game I'm watching here, and you know how I know? If you show my screen, because you can see. You know how I know? Because look, I see Fenway Park.
Oh, nice.
I see the Green Giant. I see who's pitching. I see who's batting.
And this is all real time.
In real time. I see the pitches coming across the plate. Now, you can pay more. This program is, what, $10, something like that? But you get audio with this, so you can listen to the radio broadcast, gameplay audio, for that price. And what's fun is you can hear both sides of the game. So in this Red Sox game, I could listen to WEEI, which is the Boston station.
Mm-hmm.
I could listen to WDAE, which is the...
The
Tampa Bay station.
The app itself is free, but you pay more to get access to this stuff.
The radio's free. No, the radio comes with the app. The app is free? No. Is it?
I'm
you're right. I pay $10 for the audio.
Right.
And then if you want to pay $25 a month or $120 for the whole season, you can get video too. You know what? I like baseball on the radio, and I think if you combine the radio with this great display, this is great. So I pay $10 extra for this. If you want you by the way, the premium will give you every out of market game, and that's important. They will not give you blacked out games.
Good.
So
oh, I'm sorry.
Good?
I thought you
What are you working for, Major League Baseball?
I thought you meant this is how you watch blackout games. Shut up.
You can't watch blackout games.
I just wasn't listening.
I wish you could watch blackout games.
Yes.
You cannot. The video is subject to blackouts, which
you
means...
You don't deserve them.
Yeah.
Pay up, bud.
Good. I'm happy. Little
sorry,
boy
I need
Kuhn
to, I need
here.
To pay attention to you. Please continue.
They do have highlights from games and so forth. A lot of people buy MLB on their Roku box. You can buy it now on the Apple TV and others. It is a great way to watch. And what I really like is that Major League Baseball has decided it's okay to bypass television and start putting this stuff on the internet. It's expensive. I wish it weren't so expensive. $25 a month is quite a bit to pay. $120 for a season. But I guess if you're I don't buy it. But if you're a devoted baseball fan, it's
worth it. Or if you're somewhere where it's like you just cannot watch a game
exactly.
And you haven't paid for anything, you've still got the free app where you can follow along play by play.
And these are the highlights. So you still get highlights, but you don't get the full game. I like having the radio audio. I pay for that. I don't need the whole game. Video. This is a great way to keep up with every game that's being played, and you get the box scores, you get play by play, you get everything that's going on. And let me just show you. Let's go back to our Boston game, because not only do you get what's going on. Let me get rid of this video here. Oh.
I think you just click on the main screen.
Get away from me. Okay, so I want to know more about the pitcher. I tap his name, and I get his career stats. I get his season stats. I even get things like how he's doing in April, his away stats versus right-handed batters with men on. This is the kind of information that even the announcers, you know, sometimes, well, they have it, but this is great. If you're a stats fanatic, and most baseball players are, this is really great. You can watch things like, you know, how his pitches are coming in, where they're going, the location. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we just got us 91 mile per hour.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Now, I take this to the ballpark. You know, we're lucky AT&T Park has Wi-Fi. I imagine many ballparks do now. This is a great thing to have with you at the baseball stadium. That's MLB At Bat. The 2012 edition just came out and is great. Game day, scoreboard, it goes on and on. News, by team. Standings, of course, if you want to, as we get down to the wire, that's going to become more and more important as we're at the beginning of the season. This is really for baseball geeks.
Another app that is totally for baseball geeks and was actually suggested to me by one Tom Merritt, who is a very big baseball fan.
Cardinals, he takes opening
team.
Day off.
He takes opening
huge.
Day off
yeah.
And sits at home and watches baseball on the couch drinking beer. I mean, that's...
He doesn't even go to a game.
Well, there wasn't a game to go to that day.
Yeah.
But it's very important to him. Anyway, he said, oh, have you played around with this app called, it's IOOTP, which stands for,
I don't even know this. I'm going to download this right now.
I always get this wrong. It's Out of the Park Baseball. So this is actually, it's a program that many of you might be familiar with for Mac and Windows. It's sort of like The Sims for baseball teams. So you can put together a team that reflects what's actually going on this season, or you can put together a fantasy team that's just totally fictional, or a combination of the two, or you can actually put together a team from a historical year. Now, where they get you is this app is, I think it's
$4.99.
Yeah, it's $5.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's like, oh, okay, for $5, you know, if you're kind of like a choose your own adventure Sims kind of person, you might like something like this. But you can't, if as far as the historical games go, they'll give you a few years. Because I was like, oh, I want to play the year that the Giants won the World Series.
Right.
Fun. But that's actually not one of the years. That's like an in-game purchase.
Got it.
So what I've done
here. So this is kind of, it's a game.
It's a game.
It's not fantasy baseball or managing a fantasy league. This is actually a game you play as a manager of a team.
Exactly.
And you go through the season.
Yeah. And for anybody who's sort of like, oh, gosh, I don't even really know that much about managing. There's a certain amount of, this is kind of fun, I'm playing Arizona right now. What I basically did was I said, let the app show me what the actual lineup is for the Giants this year. Just like, I don't really know, you know, offhand. And then I mixed them up a little bit. I'm like, let's put Huff in a sort of a weird place.
Right.
And let's just kind of see what happens.
Well, that's so kind of
like,
cool.
I can almost feel like I'm playing against the actual manager, and then if something goes well on my game, I could be like, you see, they should have listened to me. I'm a better manager. I could do that. So I'm right in the middle of a game right now, but if I go back to my...
If you are really serious about baseball, this would be a fun...
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You can simulate seasons, basically.
Right, and I can tell the players what to do. There's a certain amount of, like, how do I go back to my... I get out of my game. Oh, here we go. If you leave the game, so this is sort of more of the main menu of the team that I'm managing and all of the options that I have as the manager. So I can go ahead and say, you know, I want to control roster moves and transactions. I want to, like, if a player gets injured, I want them to stay out for at least 3 days. Or maybe I'm just like a slave driver and
wow.
I'm like, get back in there, you're fine.
Wow.
That's
and then he'll be more likely to get re-injured.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's...
I presume it's statistically based, and so it...
Exactly.
Yeah.
The whole idea behind this is there is a lot that goes into being the manager of a team. So, especially with all of the statistics that Major League Baseball just has historically, you can put together, you know, you make as best decisions as you want, but because of how stats work, things play out very similar to the way that they'd play out
right.
in real life.
Right.
So you can kind of play against your actual team of this year, or you can just make up something crazy and you can play at any point of the year. Tom is like, he's so into this because he's into fantasy stuff. This is a little bit much for me because
me
I
too.
Just it's
all I like baseball, but
it's all I can do to just follow the game.
I know this is all there is a whole actual season going on, you know.
Right. And you know, that's like you said,
if you want to follow it,
to watch.
Even if somebody weren't into baseball, I think they would like this. This is Pennant. It was just bought by Topps. Colin Weir, who's a big Phillies fan in our organization, he plays for the Twitter organization, told me about this and I love it. There's an iPhone and this is the iPad app. It's $4, but it is. What's interesting is they've made it a very 50s looking app. Every team has ever played baseball, including you saw the St. Louis Browns. It's got the New York Giants as well as the San Francisco Giants. You can also do it by the map. But let's scroll around and take a look at one of my favorite teams, which might be if we go back.
By the way, we did talk about this app before Topps bought it. When it was just regular
Pennant.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm
last
repeating?
Year, well, you're not repeating. This is a really good app.
It's really interesting in its UI. So here's the San Francisco Giants, and I can go back year by year to the year they moved to San Francisco. Then I'll have to go to the New York Giants. I can also scroll through the timeline here. See this graph? This shows their winning percentage. So I could say, well, that was their best year ever winning percentage. Yeah, they won 100. This is the year they won 103 games. I can jump to any year, but then I can drill down. So once I've got to a year, I could see all the games of that year. So let's look at this one, the Giants and the Mets. This is from June 18th, 1968. Now, this is where I think it gets very interesting. This is a clock of the game, beginning at the beginning of the game and going throughout. You could see every play from every game, every out, everything. Willie Mays hit into an out. In the fourth inning, Ed Charles singled. You could see everything that happened by going around this clock.
And there's even different views down at the bottom.
We can also see this, and we can also see it this way, which is really kind of cool.
And if you hit
Actually, that's a better way to show you.
If you hit the play button, it just goes in order. You can, follow
the game
as if... Well, it's going a little quicker, obviously.
Isn't this cool? I think this is interesting for the UI.
Come on!
So, but what's amazing is every major league game that's ever been played by any team that ever was in the majors is in here... not pitch by pitch, but play by play throughout the entire
this is history of Major League Baseball.
Wow. I mean, if you have a favorite, what is this? This is fun.
It shows the which team.
So you've
more
seen
wins.
You've seen this before.
Well, yeah, because we talked about this.
Where was I? You know what? Maybe this was you and MG or something. This was a game. Really?
You know, it's possibly that you weren't here, actually, now that I think about it.
I mustn't have been.
It is possible.
Because I would have been flipped out if I'd seen this.
It might have been someone else.
So Topps Bubblegum Cards, people bought this. Just neat. Anyway, I think worth a few bucks. Really fun to have.
Yeah, and it's also a really, really nice design.
That's what I'm interested. Background and all that.
It just looks really cool. Yeah, it used to be just straight up pennant. We had talked about it. I think it was an ABCAP or maybe a baseball roundup of some kind. But pennant it has not been updated to Topps pennant, which is what we're looking at now. So anybody who has pennant might have noticed that it didn't get updated since 2010.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, you're now out of date. So if this is something that you haven't downloaded in the past, definitely make sure you get it if you're interested in the history of baseball. But otherwise, that is the distinction between the two.
Now, I'm going to come up to a modern day, and it is updated every day, so you'll have the most recent game as well as standings. This was the game that I saw yesterday. What a great game. This was a one-hitter complete game from Matt King.
Woot, woot.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching this, let me tell you.
Next app I have to show is for the little ones because, maybe for some adults too. A lot of parents, they've been going to baseball their whole lives, and they remember when they were kids getting taken to the ball game, and you want to teach your kids how the game of baseball works, at least the basics, so that they're having fun and they know, where the person's running and, what right field is compared to the left field, that sort of thing. So this is called Tap Teach Baseball.
Ah.
And even though it's an iPad app and it's optimized for Retina, it's not an iPhone app. It's just, for whatever reason, portrait mode.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an iPad app. But the idea behind this is just, it's kind of really easy sort of index card learning for kids. And again, if you don't mind some of the, cutesiness of it, for adults as well. Tap the field. Okay, let's do this. Infield. Okay, that's where infield is. All right,
infield.
That's fine.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Infield. Right field.
Oh.
Third
so for a little leaguer, this would be a great way to learn the rules of the game.
That's where he goes. That sort of thing. So you've got, mm-hmm. you've got something like this, or then you have more like baseball quizzes. You've got a kid who's feeling pretty good. Play? Where's the catcher play?
Where right. is second base?
Okay.
Where is the pitcher?
Right there.
Where does the first baseman? Where does the third baseman?
So, again, this is really easy stuff, and we're not even getting into...
Where does the shortstop
they
play?
Do try to trick you, because they're asking me the same questions over and over. Where but this is for, again, for kids or for, I don't know, the husband or wife who got dragged to the baseball game and really has no idea what's going on. And we got an app crash that's worth mentioning.
Tap Teach Baseball.
Tap Teach Baseball. It's cute. It's cute. We got flashcards, helmets, player positions that are arranged as little farm animals. Who's this? Where's he going? What do you say?
First baseman.
Oh. There you go.
First baseman.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Where does the catcher play?
Where the pig goes.
Catcher.
You get the idea.
You've played this before.
I know a thing or two about where catchers go. This is a dollar. So this is, again, if you've got a kid.
Do you know where the pitchers go?
On the pitcher's mound. Why are you doing this, weirdo? What's a hot dog, for example? It's cute.
Asks what a hot dog is?
Well, it's this is where it kind of gets into spelling.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Press H.
I think baseball's all about the snacks.
This is a dollar app. It's cute for kids. If you've got a kid who's trying to get interested in baseball, they might learn a few things.
One more. I'm going to show you iScore. Now, this is something I'd love to hear from you. Because we debate what is the best baseball scorekeeper program. I kept score yesterday with this. Now, this is not cheap. It's $10 and another $20 if you want the major league rosters. Mm. Now, that's handy because you don't have to put the lineups in. You could just, you know, drag and drop. This isn't just for scoring major league games, though. You can manage your team or your league. This would be for anybody who manages a softball or baseball team. I personally think this is the best scoring program I've used, but I would love to hear from people who have other choices. So let's just pretend we've got a game between the Angels and the Athletics, and we're going to play today, and I'm going to say done, and I'm just going to set up this game. We're going to start playing. There, you can see the stats that are all here and everything, and as soon as I press play, we'll get this game underway. This is a program I think very – oh, I have to set a lineup. Well, let's say that's the lineup. Good.
why not?
This makes it very easy to keep track of the game without even kind of looking down. You know, I've done this before with a paper score sheet. You can literally score every detail. For instance, let's say that first pitch was a ball. I can tap the location of where the pitch went. Another ball was out there. We got a strike right over the plate. Got another strike over the plate, and then the ball went into play. I can say it was a in-the-park home run, touched the spot on the field where the ball went out, and next. And so this is going to create an entire score, line score, sheet, everything I need. All the stats will be automatically updated. I think it's very easy to use. It has some real advantages because you can just tap as you go. It's particularly easy on the iPad, but it also runs on the iPhone if you don't want to carry a big bulky thing. You can sync your stats up to a web server, so you can use multiple computers to do this. You could take notes on the play. You can do an inning recap. This is a broadcaster would use something like this. You get the line score at the end. This, for me, after looking at a few, and they're very expensive, so it's kind of a non-trivial thing to review all the score sheet apps, and there are quite a few. This one seemed the best to me. A little pricey, $10 for the app, $20 more if you want the major league rosters. But if you're a baseball nerd like me, and you like to keep score at the game, and I do because it kind of keeps me in the game and I can see what happened. This is the one I particularly like.
Well,
it's called iScore.
Well, you're going to buy a bunch of paper scorecards, too. I mean, that's going to add up at the end of a season, right? You're
going to
pay more than $10 for a few of those.
It's kind of fun at the end of the season to have this paper score sheet that
that's
you've
true.
Got everything. And you can actually do that. You could print these out, by the way. It has a printout capability. And have your score sheet, put your notebook together at the end.
I always said I wanted to be one of those little old ladies sitting next to her husband where they both have the headphones on.
That's what me. That's
their
me.
Scorecards.
With my cap and the pennant.
They're not even really talking to each
nope.
other. They're just.
That's
it's
me.
It's like a cute little thing that they do together.
Yep.
You
yep.
know, season tickets and what else are you going
to
do?
I can't wait till this gosh darn twit thing is over and I can go to the game every day.
Me too.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'll get you the outfit.
We'll be those people.
Hey, Sherry.
Don't talk to me.
Right.
I'm trying to watch
okay.
the pitch. So that's our baseball app roundup for 2012. We have, there's quite
I think
a few
we got
ones.
A future, you and me. And you see, in 20 years, an old wizened, actually 20
know.
Years, you'll be
there
like 40.
There was a strike!
But,
yeah. Get out of here!
Yeah.
You're blind ump!
Blue!
Yeah. It's kind of what I do already when I'm at the game. It's pretty accurate, actually. Get out of here! You dummy.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy.
For all of the links to all of the apps that we mentioned.
What could we do for that?
Don't fret if we went through a bunch of stuff when you said, oh, that third one seemed cool and I don't even remember what it's called.
Oh, we got
just
it all.
Just go to our website, twit.tv/IPT, is where all of our show archives live. Like episode 93, where we talked about some of our picks for who would be the next big 1 billion acquisition a la Instagram.
Sorry, I'm watching TV. Just keep going.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, it's a...
You don't mind, do you?
Leo, no, it's not distracting in the least. Anyway, twit.tv/IPT, you know where to go. But if you ever miss an episode, that's where you find all the links to everything that we talked about because we make sure that all of those are there, handy links right on our episode pages. If you want to make sure that you don't miss a show, we happen to be shooting this particular episode on a weird day. It's Saturday at 4:21 p.m.
Very
Why
weird.
Are we here? Well,
wow.
Because we've got a weird week schedule-wise next week. Mm-hmm. But if you want to make sure that you don't miss a show... you could just subscribe. All of the links are at our website as well. Handy subscription links over on that left-hand rail. You can subscribe via iTunes, but we give you a lot of options as far as a large video feed, smaller video that's great with mobile, or an audio feed if you can't always watch, but you never want to miss a show. So thanks to everybody who subscribed so far. That's definitely the way to go. But thanks, a special thanks to everybody who watches us live. You guys are awesome. And a quick reminder that we do usually record iPad Today on Thursdays, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 in Pacific. And UTC is...
2030
UTC. See, just like, I mean, it's like...
I got a mind like a steel trap.
Like he read my mind.
First base.
And of course, if you have app ideas of your own, and we love getting your app suggestions, we try to use them as much as possible, shoot us an email, iPadToday@twit.tv.
Now, I have to say, one of the things that's so cool is to sit with your iPad at the ballpark and be watching the game for real, but then if there's a replay or something, they don't show it on the big screen, being able to pull out your iPad, fire up Slingbox, and watch. And that's what I'm doing. Well, okay, I'm not watching baseball, but I could be.
You're watching Gossip Girl.
Slingbox.com. Look how good that picture is.
That's really
now,
good.
Let me tell you something. I'm not watching this over like from the Gossip Girl website. This is my home TV theater. I got a Slingbox at home. You plug it into your DVR, you plug it in your Blu-ray or DVD player, you plug it into your satellite or cable box, and suddenly you're able to watch your home TV system. Oh, and you plug it into the Ethernet. You can watch your home TV system anywhere you go on a Mac, a PC, your iPad, your iPhone, Android phone. It is amazing. It is amazing. It really brings it for, I'll tell you, if you're a sports fan, you will never miss another game. Anywhere you go, you take your iPad, you can watch the game, even the big meeting or whatever. I'm just a huge fan. I want you to give it a try. Slingbox.com/twit. You can get them at Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy. Or just find out more at the website about how it all works. Does require an internet, a high-speed internet connection, of course. The nice thing is once you get the app, once you get the box, you don't have to pay any more because you're already paying for your cable and all that stuff. You're watching your own TV system. Another great thing, if the game is blacked out where you are, you can watch. I mean, like, let's say, okay, so let's say you're in Pittsburgh and you want to watch the game, but it's blacked out. No, I guess that wouldn't work. Because if it's blacked out when you're at home, then you wouldn't be
able to see it. You'd have to have a Slingbox account
somewhere else. I do know people that like have Slingbox at home and their vacation
house.
Colin
Weir.
Colin does that, right.
He wants to watch his
He watches the Phillies games.
Yeah.
He actually, this is how Colin uses it. He wants, I don't know why, but he wants to watch local news, like Philadelphia news.
Well, he has a hard time letting go of the fact that he doesn't live in Philadelphia anymore.
So he has a Slingbox at home in Philadelphia, I guess probably his mom's house, and he watches the local news on his Sling player on his iPad. Now that is cool.
Well,
or Gossip Girl.
That's a little, you know, taste of home type of a thing. It's pretty cool.
Oh my God, what are they doing? Oh.
When I'm in Idaho next week, this is a perfect way for me to, not necessarily that I care about watching local news so much, but all of
the
stuff.
Or you can watch the Giants games that you wouldn't be able to see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or just play stuff on my DVR the way that I normally would on Wednesday evening, for example. Even though I'm out of town, it's like I've got my living room right at my fingertips. It's awesome.
Oh, he is so cute. I hope. Wow.
I don't think this is Gossip Girl, actually.
I don't know what
it is. I don't know
it
what it is. But everyone looks like they're about 9.
That's because they're 20.
Younger than us.
Yeah, they're younger than us.
Gosh. And it's only going to get worse.
You know who looks really young?
Who?
Buster Posey. My God, the guy looks like
he's 12. He has a baby face.
He's got a baby face.
Yeah, so does Lincecum. We're at it.
Yeah, slingbox.com/twit. We thank him for their support.
So there was a little rumor swirling around yesterday because Apple CEO, allegedly, Tim Cook, was spotted at Valve's headquarters in Bellevue, Washington.
Valve, makers of the Steam software?
That's correct.
The great game-playing system that runs on Macs as well as PCs.
Yes.
But does not run, let's say, on an iPad.
No, certainly not. Tony Vitale actually sent us this article, and he said, I'm pushing my theory that Apple's developing a gaming iPod, not a 7-inch iPad, but an iPod aimed right at the heart of the gaming market.
What about
the pieces are all falling
device?
Into place.
A Steam device.
Well, you know what's also interesting about this is, by the way, Valve runs the Steam gaming platform.
I should point out
with this.
That he could have just simply showed up at Steam headquarters because Steam is on the Mac.
That's true.
It's the number one way you play games on the Mac now.
Right.
Could just
That's
be that.
Absolutely true. In fact, in 2010, it's funny, before 2010, some Valve executives were on record as saying, I don't really know what Apple is doing. They say that they're interested in gaming, but they don't really do anything with it.
So there was clearly outreach going on.
There was, yeah. In 2010, Valve brought Half-Life 2, Left 4 Dead 2, and Team Fortress 2 to the Mac for the first time. Later that year, Portal 2 for the Mac as well as Windows.
Simultaneous
so they both got
release.
Them at the same time. Yep. So there's, you know, there's obviously a partnership that's been building. There are also rumors that Valve is working on some wearable computing, a la those Google glasses. Now, I think it's safe to assume that a lot of companies are working on this. Google just happens to be telling us about their plans, at least in its infancy.
I don't want to game on glasses, but I would love it if they made a Valve. You know, it would be a very interesting product for Apple to make is some sort of Valve-branded.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm sure Apple would love to get into this, but is it necessarily what they want to be working on in-house? I'm not sure.
No. Valve's the brand name. If you're going to put gaming on a platform, you're having a Valve relationship. Be cool. There you go. Look at that.
So, look, Steam.
Steam on your mobile iPhone. Device.
Well, can you run it on an iPad then?
Yes.
Chad says yes.
But what do you get? It's just what your games are doing. You can't actually play the games.
Can't actually play the game, but you can chat with your friends and you can purchase games
that
you're talking about.
I want to play the
games. It's an extension of the platform. It's not really the platform running on an iPhone. So those are the rumors. If anyone has a theory on what the heck is going on in Bellevue, Washington, at least at Valve's headquarters anyway, let us know. Give us an email or send us a voicemail or something like that. I found a little funny in... So every week before we do the show, I make sure that all my apps are updated. But before I just go ahead and blindly update everything...
I know what you're going to talk about.
You do?
I found it too.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. So I go through, it's in the updates area of the App Store. This will tell me all of the apps that have been updated since I last used
them. I usually don't read the notes about what's new, but every once in a while I'll read them.
Yeah, well, because sometimes especially if it's an app I like a lot.
Well, like, say,
I want to know.
Camera Plus, something new on Camera Plus. I'd be curious, like, what features? Because they add new features.
Well, it's funny that you asked me that because I look here, Hipmunk bug fixes. All right, well, whatever. Yeah. That's what Incredibooth bug fixes.
No big deal.
Bump, new buttons on contact cards.
Well, I mean, there's Camera Plus up there. Went right by
it. Bug fixes aplenty.
Anything new in there?
But then you see a little more, so it's like, ooh, they've got some updates.
Maybe there's something new in there.
Oh, look, we fixed a bug. Yeah. We fixed a different photo library bug. Another white bug. There's a white line. Fixed a bug where we, apologies, blah, blah, blah. Relating missing information. Oh, here's one. Not owned by Facebook.
I thought that was very funny.
I love that.
Yeah, nice sense of humor.
This is one of the perks of our new Camera Plus app.
Not
owned by Facebook, which, you know, I mean, you and I laugh, but some people consider that a very good thing. People are mad.
That Instagram got sold to Facebook.
And by the way, there are more people on Instagram than ever, so it's not as if traffic is slowing.
No.
But you have the Facebook haters who say, I don't want to use Instagram anymore. Camera Plus says, well, we're not owned by Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
Instagram, for that matter.
I think that's a legitimate concern. Now, it's a little different because Camera Plus... Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. They do have a social network. They do have places on the web where you can upload your Camera Plus pictures. So when you're uploading pictures to somebody's client, like Instagram, and suddenly a big company comes along and buys them, it's kind of a little squeamish because, wait a minute, you mean now they own all my pictures? What happened here? So I understand that. I think that that's kind of cool. I have to say, Camera Plus said not owned by Facebook, but if they came along and offered them $1 billion, I think you would very quickly see an update that said, owned by Facebook, happily.
For every negative review I read about, everything's changing and what's going on, it's a valley sellout and what a bubble we're in and all that stuff, I think you just wait till someone offers you $1 billion for a very good app that you haven't even been working on that long.
And
with
have
very
no
few
way
employees,
of making money out of.
And you're about to walk away, you know, solo $500 million. Never have to work again. Day in your life. And you can buy a jet.
Hard to turn that down.
I mean, let's put yourself in their shoes.
You know, if anybody wants to buy Twit for $1 billion, let's talk.
Yeah, can I get some stock in the company before that happens? Because I don't have any yet.
Or I'll give you a few bucks. Don't worry.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Or just buy me a jet. Can you promise me that?
I would love a jet.
I actually don't want a jet at all.
Then we could fly from baseball game to baseball game.
I don't need a jet.
Who needs a jet?
Maybe a little tugboat or something. I'm more interested in
now
the sea.
Now you're talking.
You're
talking.
Let's
That's
get
my
out
plan.
On the open sea. We have a little flashback. This is going to be fun. All right. So in episode 64, which was last September.
Yes.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
I showed off in our app cap section a little app called MadPad, and you laughed and laughed at me because I was not very talented.
Okay.
Chad?
It's different.
It's true.
So what you can do is, like, if you wanted...
That's my favorite one.
You can start looping that.
Oh,
so
good.
So then you can start creating a song.
None shall pass.
Terrible.
And you can start...
Was there one that was... Yeah. It was like a slurp.
It's my soup Nazi sound effect. Now you can change the pitch a little bit. So then you go back to. Now I can start recording my remix. So I can make like a cool kind of thing. Now I'm not sure why things aren't looping here. Oh, there we go.
That's horrible. You think this is actually better than the one I did last
this
week?
This is the worst thing I've ever done on the show. Let's be clear.
Make it stop, Chad. Make it stop. I can't take it anymore. Now, the reason that I'm humiliating myself second time...
Yeah, why?
...is because I actually found a video... somebody may have sent it to me, and I'm sorry if I'm not, because I don't have your name in here. But somebody sent me a video of people who actually know how to use MadPad very well. Hey, Leo and Sarah was the email in episode 64. You guys covered the MadPad app on the show. I found a real use case of this. In the video, Chitty Bang... made up of Zafoon and Chitty.
Oh, yeah.
Use the app to create a beat based on the song Ray Charles. No offense to Sarah, but I think we can all agree it's better than what she made in that episode. I can agree with you without even seeing it. Thanks for all the shows, and I'll be watching live.
So, are we going to see it?
Yes. Let's actually now see what talented people do.
You're doing some freestyle. This is it. That's MadPad. Well, see, there's this first thing is they use an instrument.
Not all. Look, they're making kind of funny sounds out of whatever.
Ray Charles.
See, that's
Ray Charles.
Wow. So now he's going to make a loop out of that.
Right.
Ray Charles.
That's pretty good.
Right now, we're going to show you the power of the MadPad. You just saw me cook up a little, you know, drum kit, and now we're going to
see. It shows when you have talent.
Based on our song.
Well, I felt it might have been a little unfair to the poor people at MadPad.
Right.
I think it's Smule.
Smule does great stuff.
They're the company who makes it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. That's pretty cool. It seems like they like paid these guys to play around with MadPad. It was an ad, but it was very cool. The whole video was awesome. We'll put it up on our website.
You know, the truth is that's the kind of thing Deadmau5 uses. They call it an MPC, and it's got a 4x4, and you add samples to it, and you play them, and it's actually exactly how people like Deadmau5 make their music. So it's pretty good. Very good. Listen to that.
We just stuck in this app that's making the music crack. Zap, keep it going. I swear off this app, yo, I'ma keep blowing. And I'ma get everything I want. That's a grab bag. And you should remember the name. It's the MadPad. And I got mad swag. Ray Charles, this
that's pretty good.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
That's pretty cute.
They're cute. So it's funny. You think, oh, the iPad, wow, there's all this creative energy at your fingertips. Anyone can make a song. Clearly not anyone. You still have to have talent.
You have
somewhere
talent.
Somewhere deep inside.
I thought what you were... I think you were on the right track. You were moving in the right direction.
With a little bit more time and effort, maybe I would be a MadPad expert as well. Maybe not Chitty Bang style, but certainly it's something to aspire to.
It's actually mind-boggling, the variety of musical instruments and synthesizers and tools that are on the iPad is really incredible. If you're a musician, you almost have to have an iPad.
I know.
Yeah.
It's and so many musicians, people who are really talented, say, "Oh, I do this. I do certain loops or sheet music." Or
right.
Steve Martin loves his iPad when he's touring with his band. He uses that stuff.
Head of the music electronic music department at Berklee School of Music, which is one of the most prestigious schools of music in the world. came up to me at Mac World Expo, and he said, I want to show you what we're doing at Berklee School of Music with iPads. They're using it all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's a great musical tool.
Got a duh tip from Todd Prophet, who says, I recently bought Keynote for the iPad for presentation at the United States Institute for Theater Technology National Conference in Long Beach.
Wow.
After the presentation, a student of mine informed me that if you're using Keynote, you can hold your finger on the screen and a red laser-like dot appears, and that'll transfer over to any external monitor as well if you've got it hooked up to that. So you don't need a laser pointer for the presentation. I wish I would have known that before the session. What he's talking about.
That is really
let's
neat.
Do this later. Now, let's say I am. So this is Keynote. Let's say I'm mocking up something.
Right.
But let's say I'm in demo mode. I'm showing this off. This is some beautiful picture that I'm showing the people.
You should use this when you do your presentation in Australia.
Well, I was thinking about that. Yeah. So let's say I'm like, no, look at her eyes.
So you
very
can say
important.
Here's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And so this is something that I'm seeing on my screen, but any external monitor that you might be HDMI hooked up to.
That is cool.
Yeah. So that's a really good duh tip. Thank you so much. I've kind of shied away from Keynote a little bit just because.
We should do more.
Well, it's a big, robust tool. I mean, it's for serious presentations,
yeah.
And we don't do too much of that here, but we might be as we.
We should do more.
Yeah, we should do more of those. All right, got an email from Bob Bittner who said, I have compared SoundHound and Shazam, and I think you chose the weaker app to highlight.
It's
we
funny. I got a lot of email about this. I got a ton of email about this.
I did too. And
people
I'm only
were doing
reading
it,
one of the emails.
They were doing it along with us.
And saying.
And now you had a failure, but I think that wasn't the program's fault. I don't think it could hear very well. People at home were actually hearing the music better than your iPad was.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, but I didn't have any problems with the second two. But yeah, he says, SoundHound easily identified the track that Leo played that stumped Shazam on the show.
Right.
I can't recall the last time SoundHound couldn't correctly name a song, and I've been repeatedly disappointed in TV shows that always tell you to Shazam an episode. Nothing ever comes up. For me, SoundHound is the winner in this category. Now, they're both free. Shazam, the reason that we were talking about Shazam is not necessarily because it was the best as far as music identification, but I think it's the fastest, and that was what, one of the major updates of Shazam was recently. This is SoundHound, though, and here's something that I did not even realize because I was not up to date on my SoundHound. I hadn't updated it in a while, Leo. But remember when we ID'd a song and you said, wouldn't that be nice if you could then, kick it over to play in Spotify?
Right.
Or Pandora, for example, right?
Yeah.
From the app? You can do that in SoundHound.
Oh, so that's pretty neat.
So that's already way better. If
right.
I want to ID a song, I just want to, play the album that the song is part of. So that is definitely a plus that I noticed right off the bat with SoundHound. I also, this is kind of embarrassing, but SoundHound is one of those apps that prides itself on if you even sing a song and the app is picking up your voice, as long as you're somewhat accurate, it can ID the song.
That's
even
impressive.
If you don't get the lyrics quite right, because, let's say there's a song in your head and you're like, God, what is that song? La 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 la. I sang Katy Perry into SoundHound this morning.
Did you really?
I was talking about. And I don't know the lyrics.
You just went la 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 la?
Well, tabletops and the shots.
Wow, that's impressive.
And then knew it. And
now,
I wasn't good. So,
there is
SoundHound.
A free version
of
SoundHound, and then there's SoundHound Infinity, which is $7. So some of the features.
And that includes a music player, I believe.
Right. Some of the features that, like, things like lyrics showing up, and I'm not sure about the Spotify integration, maybe only in the paid version. I don't know.
Well, no, because
no?
I downloaded SoundHound for free.
Oh, see, I've been using the paid version, so I didn't know that. Okay.
I think so.
That's pretty cool.
I got the free guy. Yeah, this is the one I'm using because I see ads. I think it's the same guy, Leo. It's just an ad versus no ad.
I think what's interesting about what's happened with SoundHound is it's become much more than just something that will sample music and tell you what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Shazam has kind of stayed there. SoundHound has become kind of a whole musical universe.
Right.
Now.
I'm not crazy about the layout. I think it's ugly. It's very busy.
Yeah.
But again, when it comes to music, visual is, it sort of does take a backseat.
Look at this, though. If you're at Coachella, that music festival is going on this weekend.
Right, down in Indio.
All of these Coachella artists that you can, that you might be listening
great.
To and their music in iTunes and stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
Childish Gambino. I love that guy.
Really?
Yeah,
see?
He's cool.
You should be at Coachella.
Well, it's not really for me. I don't like deserts.
Yeah.
And, millions of people on drugs. That's kind of scary for me.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to Burning Man. Yeah. We got a voicemail from, well, we don't know who it's from, but they love their iPad case, and it's for new iPads and iPad 2s.
Let's see.
So here is...
Sarah, just wanted to let you know that the Survivor case for the new iPad is absolutely fantastic. Has a little stand. It's very rugged. All the ports are covered, and it's great. I don't even care if my two-year-old drops it anymore.
Wow.
Absolutely fantastic.
So does
great job on the show. Talk to you later.
All right. Survivor case.
The Survivor case. I was like, two-year-old, you don't care if your two-year-old drops your iPad?
Gotta
look this thing up.
Yeah.
I looked at it. It's from Griffin.
Oh, well, they make great stuff.
And here's what's interesting about this, is that you keep seeing there's a pink one and a black one. I thought, oh, yeah, yeah. They're just offering the pink one to ladies, and I just get a little bent out of shape about that. But then if you go over to the cart, Chad, and you've got an option to choose pink or pink black.
Oh, so it is like, pink and black.
Well, but I don't know how it's both. I think you might get two. Because it's also $80.
Oh.
And $80 to me is very expensive for one case.
I
so
agree.
Maybe you get two in one. Because I don't know how it could be pink and black otherwise.
Pink black.
Pink black.
It's pink black.
They've got iPhone ones too. But yeah, it's nice and rugged. Looks like it's good for water repellent or if you've got a young kid kind of thing.
Look at this. This is Jammer B, John Slanina, our studio engineer. This is his case. It's a smart. It looks like a smart cover. And in fact, it acts exactly like a smart cover. It's got the magnets in it and everything. But one of the things I didn't like about the smart cover was it didn't cover the back. This does.
Yes.
It's all of one piece. It has, of course, all the openings and ports. But it's got a nice bouncy rubber corners. So if you drop it, that's where it usually hits. It's protected. Monoprice.com. You ready?
Yes.
$11.
Whoa.
How much does Apple charge?
The magnets work correctly and everything?
Yes. How much does Apple charge?
It was $69.99 for the leather smart cover.
This
that
is plastic, but it's, I mean, come on, you can't tell the difference between that and leather.
You can't.
$11 Monoprice does it again. That is pretty amazing.
That's
and
great.
If you buy 50 of them, it's $9. I'll buy them for everybody. Isn't that amazing?
You have to buy 50 to get a couple bucks off? 50?
Well, if you buy 20 to 49, well, it's $10.
You know, if you're in a small business type of
that's
thing,
right.
It totally makes sense.
It's polycarbon. It's not leather. It does have the same kind of felt lining.
And it probably cleans the front of your iPad okay.
Well, I don't know because you can't take it off. It's not detachable.
I see.
That's part
well,
of the
so
case.
It's not really for that.
No,
but not going to scratch anything.
It's not going to scratch. It keeps it clean. I think that's really amazing.
$11, absolutely.
Thank you, John.
I am not a big smart coverer as far as the back goes. I don't really care because I never look at this.
But you've never dropped your iPad. I have.
Well, and you also just you're sensitive to scratches. Like that's the sort of thing that would really bother you.
Not really. I do like this case. This is like the Dodo case. We showed this.
Why have.
You were mocking me?
Well,
did I not pick up on that?
I'm
very sensitive to scratches.
Okay. Yes.
I'm trying to think what
we're like this
about.
Today.
I know.
Like
I'm not
what
on
are you talking
wavelength?
About?
What you talking about?
I'm glad those games are blacked out. Good.
I'm sensitive to scratches.
That'll show them.
That's because I have a dog, not a cat. How's your finger, by the way?
It's much better.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I just got a little scar. I'm good.
And your nerve damage?
Well, I can't feel my finger yet.
Well, that's all right. That's, you know,
but
feeling your finger is overrated. Look at this. This is also cool.
What?
Okay, now this you got to look at the close up of my screen.
Okay,
and I've got something attached to the ear hole port.
What in the heck is that?
It's a stylus.
What?
This is a little stylus. Another thing for Monoprice. Now John got the blinged version. See, it's got diamonds, but you could also get it without the diamonds. How much was it with the diamonds?
$3.50.
$3.50.
$2
without the bling. But what I like about it is it's so small, it's so cheap, you could buy a couple because you're going to lose it. But it also, it plugs into the headphone port. So if you're not using the headphone port, this is just kind of sticks around as like, it's like it's your, if you've blinged out your iPad. It's just like hanging there on your iPad. Is that hysterical?
Which seems silly.
If you want a stylus.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of people do this, like, the little hanging off kind of cutesy bling diamond stuff.
I don't know who would do that.
Everyone in Japan. Trust you me.
I have to
they
show
love
you.
Those dangly
stuff. See, does this count? I have my keys on my iPhone. Does that count?
Sort of. That's weird. Wow, I've never seen that before. So everything just has to be like a big bundle in your pocket then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever. Whatever works for you. You don't lose your keys.
You don't lose well.
You lose everything.
Here's the deal. If you lose your keys, it's because you lost your iPhone.
And then you can't get into your house or call anyone.
Yeah, you're pretty much
really
out of luck.
Screwed.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you have the iPad. Hopefully in a different place. At least
I'm just trying this out. I'm seeing how I feel about this.
Yeah, it's okay. Sure. I'm not judging you.
Yeah, you are.
Well,
but that's
I'm not.
Okay. I deserve to be judged.
You're elderly. You have to make sure that you don't lose stuff. I understand.
Where's my Euro Club? All right.
Want to remind everybody quickly before we start wrapping the show
up.
Yeah,
we're going to wrap it up.
Hearing from you. We tried to feature as many of you as possible on this show. iPadToday@twit.tv is our email address to email us, or you can leave us a voicemail like Anonymous did at 757-504-IPAD, or you can always send us a video. Whatever you do, just make sure you keep it to about 30 seconds or less. That's kind of the magic number so that we can roll it into the show. And when you're done, send us the link to where it lives online somewhere so we don't have to open up attachments. Thank you in advance. We love having you help us make the best show possible.
I am such a fan of this app. Go to my PC, remote desktop. This app is free, but here's the key. What you do with it is it allows you on your iPad, or by the way, there's an iPhone version. There's versions, in fact, for a lot of devices and Macs and PCs. It allows you access your office computer anywhere from your iPad, just as if you were sitting at your desk. You actually, on this new iPad 3, you can see even on a big screen PC or Mac, you're seeing everything, all the real estate. A keyboard will pop up. You can mouse around. You can send and receive email, run any program, access network resources, copy files to your computer or to your pad or to your app. I mean, you can do anything you want as if you're there. Go to my PC. This is remote access done right. You could do it on your iPhone or your iPad. I mean, that's truly amazing. I want you to try it out. You can try it free for 30 days. Everything's free. The apps are always free, but you can even get Go to My PC free. Go to the computer that you want to give remote access to. And go to then on that computer, browse over to gotomypc.com. Click that orange try it free button. Our offer code is iPad. 30 days free. It's normally only $49, so it's still very affordable. It is fast. It's easy to use. And it has an iPad and iPhone app. You've got to love that. gotomypc.com. Use the offer code iPad to try it free for 30 days from those nice folks at Citrix.
We love you, Citrix. Oh, hey, Leo. It's funny. You kind of look like you're like a Pablo Sandoval fan today or something.
I am.
Like that.
Panda had a couple of big hits, double. He was good yesterday at the ball game.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a player
still in
on
baseball.
The Giants team. His name is Pablo. But
Pablo
he's
Sandoval, but he's kind of a big guy.
And people know his nickname is Panda.
He's chunky.
And it's a big thing now, especially with the kids and the elderly folks, to wear panda hats.
Everybody at the ball game is wearing these.
They love it.
And there's other kinds. There's big orange ones and stuff. Yeah, but yeah. I got this at the ball yard actually last year or 2 years ago.
That's good.
And I'm proud of it. I'm a Pablo Sandoval fan.
Absolutely.
And
so
you look like you're going hunting.
Well, it's as close to a baseball hat that I have at
my disposal.
Why
don't I have a Giants hat here for you?
It's all right. Well,
all
you know,
right,
well,
sorry.
It's baseball-ish.
Yeah.
So this is the part of the show where Leo and I crown our app cap winners while wearing caps.
By the way, if you go to get the $11 iPad case from Monoprice, they do make a point, iPad not included. So just be aware, okay?
Yeah, don't think you can sue them.
It says it right on the page.
Bummer.
They show an iPad, but the iPad is not included for $11.
So you know earlier in the show I said something about being promised jetpacks.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Yeah, well, it's
where?
Not the jetpack that you think it's going to be. It's
I'm
a different
be, I'm
kind
be
of
sad
jetpack.
If
I'm
I,
sorry.
Can I not launch myself into the air with this jetpack?
This was kind of a tease. No, you can't do any of that. But so
don't you think that would kind of singe your bottom?
Yes. Well, I don't know.
Where does the nozzle, where's the fuel go?
Well, it's going out
maybe
behind you.
My
so
problem is my bottom sticks out, so it would boom right into my butt.
Yeah, you'd just be propelled forward.
It would not be
good.
It
wouldn't really go up at all. You'd just go,
not, it would
start
go,
hitting
boom.
People.
I slide along the ground. It'd be terrible.
This
is
gravel.
Not, this is not that kind of jetpack.
No, this is jetpack, J-E-T-P-A-C, so no K. This is a free app that takes your friends' Facebook pictures that are travel-related and offers them up to you in a very handy, sort of beautiful, elegant app. Now, you might say,
how do it know?
How would it know unless I had an album called India or Hawaii or something like that?
Do I?
No, I don't have any of that.
Oh.
But what it does is it takes not only data from like location data that is part of photos that are uploaded, but it also looks for certain keywords that you might have uploaded, and certain data that's also around these apps, including people these pictures, including comments that people might have made.
You know, so it's pretty smart.
Yeah. So, but it also knows to like get rid of certain pictures. So maybe you would say like mom and grandma in Lake Tahoe. That's going to be filtered out because it's going to be a picture of mom and grandma like right. sitting at the fire, and that's not a photo.
It's smart enough to do that.
Yeah. So this is a picture of Cairo, for example. So like the whole idea is, all right, well, these are all pictures I could get on Facebook, right? Yes, absolutely. This is not giving me anything that I couldn't already get from my friends on Facebook. But I'm not always just looking at travel photos on Facebook. And for people who have a lot of albums, I'm not
going to
filter through all that stuff just to find a few pictures.
And we all have friends who travel a lot. You know, yeah. Trey, you.
Yeah.
And me, I'm going to Norway. It'd be fun if it kind of just could automatically. So this is just, but it will only be travel pictures.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Pictures that are associated with places.
I think that's very interesting.
Now, I might say, Beijing, I've been there. So now I can now say I've been to this place.
Right.
So I can kind of start making a mental note of places I've been. Here's Trey.
Does that now then favorite it on whatever source it got it?
No. Like this is not.
It's one way.
This does not make a Facebook like or anything. What it does though is I'm looking at Hot 100 cities. If I go to places I've been, because I've actually played a little bit with this app.
It will add it.
Yeah. Well, these are all places that I've already said that I had been.
Like will it pull your pictures too?
Cambodia. No, because it's all about inspiring me to go somewhere else. So
what networks does it use?
It's Facebook only.
Facebook only. Okay.
Facebook only, at least for now. Here's places I want to go. What did I say I wanted to go? I said I wanted to go to Iceland. This is sort of a weird picture of Iceland.
Looks cold.
Yeah. Here's some loved photos that I loved. Well, that was a picture that MG took in Paris. I don't know why we can't see it right now. I guess that's sort of
a
little bit of a bug. Well, no, it was a picture of breakfast. I love breakfast.
Maybe you ate breakfast at night.
Oh, I know. Here. This is here's all the places that I say that I've been based on pictures that I've seen. I definitely want to go to Iceland. I love this picture of the Paris croissants.
Have I told you how much I love your Facebook picture? It's the strangest picture.
One?
Yeah, you're wearing like a chief hat or something.
Well, no, that's me at the salon getting my hair dyed.
I couldn't figure out what that was. You know, it's so small that it looks like you're wearing, I always thought it was an Indian, you're like an Indian chief.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad it looks like that. Okay. It was just an embarrassing picture that I took of myself while I was sitting
under those
hot blowers.
You could, you know, some people, they get embarrassed, they turn bright red. You embrace the embarrassment.
That's the only way to live.
If I were wearing a bear hat right now, I'd probably be so embarrassed. But I'm not.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Life is short. Have fun. That is my motto.
I like it.
This is Jetpack. It's really cool. It does exactly what it says. It helps inspire you by places. It's not just travel photos. Again, these are people that you know.
That's really
assuming
cool.
that you know your Facebook friends.
Now, if your friends don't go anywhere, this would be a very boring app.
Exactly. But chances are you have friends that go places. And not only can you be like, you know what? Tom went to Asia. I can go to Asia, too.
I want to get
But
that
then
app.
I might say, hey, Tom, you went to Beijing. I'd love to hear that restaurant that, you know, like, remind me the place that you went because I'm going to go.
It's there.
So there's a little bit of, like, friend recommendation, but mostly visual. That's Jetpack without a K, free in the App Store.
This reminds me a little bit, and this is not my pick, but I'm going to mention it, of Pixabay. Do you use Pixabay?
No.
So it's the same idea. I've got it here. They have an iPhone and an iPad app. And what you do is you log into Facebook, and then it categorizes the feeds. Now, it doesn't do just travel. It'll say what's the most popular, what gets the most clicks, things I've liked and commented on, new profile pics from people I follow. So this is a way, for some reason, it has tagged ladies and tagged guys. That's kind of weird, but if that's what you wanted to know, you know, whenever there's a new picture of a girl in one of my Facebook feeds, I'd like to see that. Top pictures of the week, in other words, the most likes. So this is kind of a fun way and it's just my friends, right? And so you can now thumbs up it or share it, and that's kind of fun. I mean, I think this is kind of a neat way of keeping up with your friends' feeds without going to Facebook if you just want to see their pictures.
Yeah.
That's called Pixabay. Similar idea, but it's not narrowed down to just travel. I'm going to get the travel. What's the name of the travel one?
Jetpack.
I like that.
JETPAC. Yeah, it's nice. It's new. I mean, it's only about a week old, at least in the App Store. So
funny thing happened to me when we were at CES.
What is that?
A guy came running up to me. I was over at the Revision 3 booth, and a guy came up and he said, "Leo, I've been looking for you all day." I said, "What?" He said, "I wrote Art Rage." I said, "Oh my God." Art Rage is a free art program that's been out on the Mac, on PC, and has a great iPad app. He gave me this Art Rage pen. This is actually, it's a paintbrush and a pen. Look at this. This is kind of cool. You can use it as a stylus with just the conductive tip here, but you can also put it together and turns into, you can buy this somewhere. I don't know. It's from, looks like Noma Brush, I think is the name of it. Noma
Ooh,
Brush.
That's kinda...
But I want to show you it with Art Rage. This is a wonderful program. We talked about paper from 53.
Yeah.
This is very similar, but I think a little bit...
This has more going on.
Yeah, it's got more going on. See, these are all the different pens. I've got a paint bucket. I've got an eraser. I've got chalk. I've got crayon. Let's draw with some chalk. You can pick the color here. It's got a very good, I think, very intuitive color picker. I can make it metallic, what percentage is metallic, and so forth. And then use this, and you can actually do some painting, you know? I mean, it's kind of fun that way. I'm not a very good artist. It has layer capabilities with blend mode. You can also import photos and modify them, which is kind of cool, or even take a photo from inside. I think Art Rage is a really sweet picture program, and what am I doing? I'm in some weird mode now. Did I go into a, yeah, let's go back into the normal blend mode. Because I'm in a layer. Fortunately,
there's a tutorial.
There's
involved.
a quick reference that will tell me.
This is the problem with whenever we do art stuff is because we're just so bad.
I have no talent. Art and music, neither of us know what we're doing.
No.
By the way, one finger to paint, two fingers to manipulate or rotate, three fingers to bring up functions like brush size and things like that. It is fairly complicated, but what I like about it is it is a fairly clean screen, and you can even make these brushes go away and really paint. And Art Rage is free, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Art Rage is the name of the program. I really like it, and I've been wanting to give it a plug ever since I saw them at CES. There it is. Actually, not free. $5. It's free on the Mac and the PC. $5 on the iPad, and worth it. This is Art Rage 3, and it's just kind of a labor of love. This guy's been doing this for years, and as you can see, the people who use it love it.
Well, look at what people can create with this.
Yeah.
And when if you're going to compare it to paper, which we showed off
beautiful.
A few episodes ago, but paper is not supposed to be like a robust art program. This is
a full.
This gives you what, 20 different brushes?
Yeah.
And, you know, paper is more like sketching and almost like a outline-y type of a program.
Yeah, I really like it.
I don't know if they'd want me to explain it that way, but this is much more of actually putting together creative works of art.
And it will do full retina display, 2048 by 2048, if you want, even on an iPad 2.
Nice.
You can get that kind of resolution. I just think that this guy's done such a nice job, and it doesn't get as much attention as it deserves. From Ambient Design, Art Rage, that's my app cap for this week.
And that is the end of this fine program. And you know what? Last week when I said this, I said, from all of us at iPad Today, which is just me, Leo, and Chad, and we
all
laughed.
Of us.
You know who got really bent out of shape about that?
Jeff.
Jeff Stewart, our editor.
I bet he did.
As he was editing the show afterwards, was like, excuse me, without me, there would be no show.
That's really
Jeff,
true.
Jeff, we love you.
No, I don't love him.
Please don't sabotage the show.
I actually don't really even like him that much.
I don't like him at all.
But he does work
He's
on the
awful.
Show, so it'd really be a shame to leave him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we love you, Jeff.
We love you.
You're the fourth wheel.
Keep working.
Yay,
it's
Jeff.
Better than being the fifth wheel.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
See you later. On iPad Today.
Bye, everybody. Oh. Thanks for watching.
I'm a howling.